From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 14, 2014. Melanie Lukosevic is reporting in the Daily Mail the Greene County Industrial Development Agency has halted any potential development of the former American Valve site on Mansion Street in Coxsackie pending further study. News of the decision was released by the IDA and has been confirmed by the Coxsackie Mayor's Office. The site is a former brownfield and is being considered by a regional developer as the location for a subsidized housing project. State officials met with the IDA in June and determined soil samples would be studied to determine how much contamination remains at the site, putting the project on hold until at least the spring of 2015. Marlies Kammer reported in the Register-Star, representatives from the New York State Electric and Gas, or NYSEG, held an open house for residents of Chatham and Ghent Thursday, July 10th, to discuss a scaled-down alternative to the company's earlier high-voltage line proposal. The lower-voltage alternative would include the tap of existing lines in Stockport to parallel lines running approximately 1 mile to a new substation at Falls Industrial Park in Ghent, and the enhancement of NYSEG's existing electric distribution system. The high-voltage line idea was rejected by the public, a NYSEG representative said, so the company is now looking for alternative ideas. Open houses will continue throughout the month of July in Chatham and Ghent. The next meeting will take place at 4 p.m. Thursday, July 17th at the West Ghent Volunteer Fire Department located at 74 Bender Boulevard. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail, Columbia Memorial Hospital is investing about $1 million in a new pediatric center at the Greene Medical Arts Facility in Jefferson Heights. The hospital has renovated the exterior of the facility's C-wing, gutted the interior, and begun construction on the 4,500-square-foot pediatrics wing. The center is slated to open in mid-September. Columbia Memorial has invested approximately $10 million in Greene Medical Arts since it purchased the facility in 2012, with about half of that spent on capital improvements and renovations during the past year, according to William Van Slyke, Columbia Memorial's Vice President of Marketing and External Affairs. The Daily Freeman is reporting the three-day Hudson Project Music Festival came to an abrupt and early end Sunday, July 13th, as storms with heavy rain raked the concert site. Promoter MCP Presents suspended the show around 4:45 p.m. due to approaching bad weather. The remainder of the night's performances were canceled 3 hours later. State police on Sunday announced dozens of drug arrests had occurred on and near the site of the festival over the weekend. Most of those arrested were released with court appearance tickets. The three-day festival opened Friday at the Winston Farm, which is located at State Routes 32 and 212 in Saugerties. Final attendance numbers have not yet been released by event promoters. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flash flood watch for portions of northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, and east-central New York, including Columbia, Greene, Dutchess, and Ulster counties from 2 p.m. Monday, July 14th, through late Tuesday night, July 15th. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms will move across the region ahead of a cold front Monday afternoon through late Tuesday. The warm and very humid air mass will allow for these storms and thunderstorms to produce torrential downpours. Storm rainfall of 2 to 3 inches can be expected. Rainfall rates may exceed 1 inch per hour. Flash flood potential will increase throughout the area. Today, isolated showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 86, the chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Cloudy with a low around 68, the chance of precipitation is 60%. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 11 a.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Cloudy with a high near 84. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 1 a.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, cloudy with low around 67. Wednesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., partly cloudy with a high near 79. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:32 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:30 p.m. with the length of the day being 14 hours and 58 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 14th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.